Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
We've been examining the life of a Christian so that we can understand what it really means. I think that we've made some headway in trying to get a better handle on what it means to be born again. It's difficult in a Pentecostal setting because we're so emotionally connected to our theology that we tie a level of physical demonstration to our Christian experience that causes us to put that physical application ahead of spiritual reality. I'm laboring to bring you to freedom, freedom that's greater than how I feel, freedom that's greater than what someone else says, that salvation is not identified by the clothes you wear, the hairstyle that you employ, but salvation is a gracious act of God that comes to those who believe. You can only believe if you're drawn. If you're not drawn, you can't believe. Because the Bible says the only people who can believe are those that the Spirit draws. And we spend a lot of time trying to get folks saved that are not savable. Everybody is not going to be saved. And this is why Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before swine. The problem is we don't know, so we give the gospel to everybody. But we must understand that there are some people who really don't want our Jesus. Don't take it personally. Don't become angry and tell them, you're going to hell. We were all going to hell. Judgment begins at the house of God. It doesn't begin in the world. It begins with us first, and then it goes out into the world. If it doesn't begin with us, then he says, then what standard will the world have? It's important for us to understand that our Christian life has nothing to do with us. So stop struggling. I've watched with great interest how the Christian life has gone from being one of joy and freedom to bondage and oppression. We spiritualize every dream, we spiritualize every voice, we spiritualize everything that happens, and we turn them into super spiritual actions when really it's just responses. There are things that you will experience and decisions that you will make that are intuitive. That means as a human, you develop certain senses, you develop certain responses that are human. For example, if you were raised in an inner city setting and you go to another city, you have certain antenna that is developed in your inner city. You don't need the Spirit of God to tell you to watch out when you see a crowd of boys on the corner. You don't need the Holy Spirit to tell you. You just know instinctively, all right, let me kind of watch this. But the point is, we do things that are not necessarily spiritual. You can even tell some things about people, and you don't need the gift of discernment of spirits. You can tell when some people are no good. You can tell when they're lying. And the reason you can do that is because the antenna that you have for others is the antenna you have for yourself. Sneaky people know sneaky people. Liars know liars. Cheaters know cheaters. You know, vicious people know vicious people. And so what I'm laboring to do in this series is to help you understand what it means to be a Christian. churches. Sanctification is not perfection. It is not a religious attribute. Sanctification is something that is designated by God for the express purpose of meeting God. That's all it's for. It has nothing to do with the cessation of smoking, drinking, and all the other physical things. That's not sanctification. Sanctification is a spiritual preparation performed by the Holy Spirit to make you God habitable. That means it's not done all at once when you come to the altar. When you come to the altar, you are positioned for sanctification. That's what we call positional sanctification. Then there is daily washing that happens all the time. Every day, the Holy Spirit is bringing something to us and removing something from us. And that's why we are called practicing Christians. Because we're never going to get it right while we're here on this planet. All right? So I need you to be comfortable in sanctification. You will never be perfect. Take a deep breath and a sigh of relief. You're going to slip sometime. You're going to smoke a cigarette. You're going to drink a drink. You're going to run and be intimate with somebody that you're not married to. You're going to do those fleshly things because you're flesh. It doesn't mean you're a rotten person. But when you do those things, go to God, confess it, and turn away from it. Don't practice it. Then we talk. You see, I'm just seeing this struggle in Christianity, and it's becoming so frustrating that many people are leaving the church because they can't live up to the expectations of others. You're never going to be perfect. The only perfect person is Jesus, and that's because he doesn't have a sin nature. His flesh was flesh just like mine, but his insides didn't have a sin nature because he was not begotten of a human. That's why he could boldly say, the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. I can't say that because the prince of the world has stuff in me. Genetic stuff, behavioral stuff that he can energize, and I won't lose my salvation, but I sure can damage it. And so I need you to understand that sanctification is a daily experience. Every day you go to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit says, this is what's wrong, and then you fix it with prayer and repentance, remembering James' instructions, God hates or resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When you're wrong, I'm wrong. All right? So Christianity is not perfect. It is that ever heaven-reaching lifestyle. I am working every day to be all that God needs me to be. Are you with me? All right. Now, when we understand that part, we go to the next part, and we talked about love. And to walk in love is really the greatest part of your Christian discipline, to learn how to walk in love. Love is both a noun and a verb. It's a thing and it's an action. It's one of those rare words in the Bible that is just mind-boggling. What does it mean to love? 1 Corinthians 13 is the best description of love. Not Hebrews 11, but 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that love is patient, it's kind, it does not provoke, it doesn't think evil. I mean, it's so mesmerizing that even the translator, when you notice in 1 Corinthians 13, they say love is not easily provoked, and the adjective that they put in there, easily, it's not in the original Greek. When Paul writes this description of love, he says love is not provoked. But for some reason, I guess the translator thought, love can't be that perfect. It is. Love cannot be provoked. I can, but love can't. So the translator says love is not easily provoked. The problem with that is we don't know where easily ends. So that's why we have to kind of, you know, dismiss that to this in this perspective. That they weren't wrong, but You have to understand that when you are writing and something doesn't sound right in the language, you have the tendency to add either an adverb or an adjective to complete the sentence structure. It's like in John's gospel when they came to arrest Jesus and they came up and they said, he said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. And the King James says, I am he. But in the original Greek, it was, I am. Now, they weren't trying to vilify Jesus. They weren't trying to vitiate or weaken him. But what they were doing was they were trying to complete the sentence structure. So they said, I am he. Now, later on, when our canon of scripture was completed, the he is italicized, which means it wasn't in the original. So what he said when they came to arrest him was, I am. Now, John's gospel gives you seven distinct I ams. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection. And it gives you the I ams. But there's an eighth one in that verse where it says, I am. It's called epi-emi. I am that I am. And the only other time you heard that was Exodus. With that passage, Jesus connected himself with God. With that passage, Jesus proves that he's God. I am that I am. And the only other person that is who he is God. That means I'm self-existent. I don't need outside power. Oh, God, I want to get to my message. You and I need God to give us life. God don't need anybody. He is life. Your life force comes from him. He is his own life force. I'm glad he's on my side. That means he is inexhaustible because he is who he is. That means he gonna be who he says he gonna be. And since he is who he is, he doesn't need anyone to substantiate who he is. So I draw on that strength. That means whatever I need him to be, he is that to me. You and I serve an almighty God. I am that I am. I am. If
you believe God, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m., and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Hello, Saints. Bethel's new website enables you to receive pastors' e-devotionals via email. Simply go to BethelDeliverance.org and click on the link About Us. Then, subscribe to weekly devotionals from Bishop, and you'll be all set to receive the encouraging Word of God for Bishop's e-devotionals. So be blessed and sign up today.